The furthest I can go back is the middle 1930s, back soon after I was born. It was like,
really? Were you born in that house?
No, I'll tell you, I was born in Tynemouth, and I lived in my early days down at Coombe Way.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know Coombe Way, do
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah.
The row of bungalows in the valley,
yeah,
in between Bishop Staten and Tynemouth.
Yeah.
I lived in the middle one there.
Okay.
And my parents bought it brand new. It was £500.
Yeah.
And I can tell you who built it, because my father used to work for him, Phil Coombs.
Yeah.
He was right. The father of Molly Coombs.
That's right, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, my father used to work for Phil Coombs. He built the bungalows and all the other places in the village.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
That's right. He built them all along the Newton Road, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, he built the ones you were in, I think. He built Ashton, I know.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that Phil Coombs, was it?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
He lived next door to me when I was
He did, up. Yes, because your house is slightly bigger than ours. And that was the stuff. Yeah, that it's you would never know. You would never notice it, but when you examine, you notice it in the there's a room which it's all altered quite a lot. The houses have changed, but I think it must have been a sort of, it had a range in it, and it would have been the kitchen, and that was bigger, wider, just not longer, just about that much wider, but it made a difference.
Yeah, that's where it all first started, in the bungalow I lived in at Coombe before it was modernised when I was youngster. I had an open range fire to start off with.
Yeah.
And it had oil lamps.
Did it?
Lamp and light in it. Didn't have any change in electricity.
Yeah.
And
so were you born in that house? Or
I was born in Tynemouth.
In Tynemouth itself,
Second Avenue.
Yes. Do you mind just recording what we're talking about?
I don't mind. No, no. Yeah. I'll tell you another tale about the valley. I don't know. I expect you must have heard the tale about during the war when the bombs were dropped down there.
No.
No.
Didn't you know about that?
No.
Yeah, there was, I remember when I lived there, I remember hearing the noise of them. There was four bombs dropped in that valley.
Really?
Halfway up to Eddy Cross.
Uh-huh.
And if you go up the hill to Eddy Cross, about three quarters of the way up on the right-hand side is a lay-by.
Yes.
And that lay-by is one of the old bomb craters, isn't it? There was four bombs dropped up there. There was two in the field on the right hand side. The craters might still be there now. Yeah. I don't know. It was only an aircraft that was emptying out.
Yeah, I was going to say
emptying out so you get away.
Because there's a crater on the other side of the river, isn't there? You can see
more than likely. Yeah. And also soon after that, my father found we had a leak in the roof of our bungalow, and when they went to have a look, there were several bullet holes up in the roof.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The plane had shot along the valley.
Well, we'd have been reasonably safe, because we have one of the old Morrison shelters.
Oh, right, yeah.
You probably remember the Morrison shelter.
I don't remember but I know what you mean.
There was a Morrison shelter, which was like a steel
table, wasn't it?
Like a steel cage, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yes, and yes.
The other one, the Anderson shelter, that was the one that was outside.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Did you have one of those?
One, yeah. No, I never had one of those.
One of those, yeah.
I can remember when all the tradesmen used to come around, and butcher and the baker and all of them, they all used to come around with them.
Yeah.
Different. And I can even remember back when I was real young, so there was somebody, one of the farmers, used to deliver milk in a pony and trap.
Right.
Is that when they used to ladle it out for you?
Used to have a milk churn and a ladle, and people used to leave an open jug on their doorstep.
Oh, really?
We had all the services in those days.
Yeah.
Milk. Obviously, the milkman and the baker.
Can you remember the names of these tradesmen who would come round?
I do, most of them. The Baker's with Mr. Garland.
Oh, right, yeah.
Cook. They had a shop up in 4th Street, actually. It was a Garland's Baker's shop. There was four of them up on the top of a pavement there. Mm. And there was a...
Is that where the Garland Baker shop was?
No, the Garland's Baker shop was near to where the post office and chemist is now. It was a shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the stores on the corner that there is now, a chap called Mr. Bibbins used to run that in the old days.
Yeah, I've heard that name before.
Yes.
And back even further now, there was Mr. Strong.
Oh, right, yeah.
And this is all around the wartime period, is it?
Yeah, back when I was a youngster, it would have been up to the middle 50s, or probably when most of it was still there.
So when were you born then?
1936.
1936, yeah.
No. Down on the corner there, opposite the community centre, there was three shops there. There was a butcher's shop and a grocer's next door, which is run by the same family, Riders.
Yeah.
And just a little bit further up, there was a paper shop as well.
Yeah.
Going up over Radway Hill and turning right along there, there was a shop up there on the left-hand side called Evans. Mrs. Evans used to run that. Mm. That was Evans' shop, by the way. General Groceries. It was a general grocer's shop and all sorts of... Because our son was quite well-known, Steve Evans, as he was quite a well-known musician.
Oh, right.
And that's Mrs. Evans. What? Was there a pub up there? At one time,
there wasn't ever a pub up there, but there was another one in the main street which they packed up. It ended up with being the pasty mall.
Yeah, that's
it,
right.
It was a manor inn.
Yeah. You remember that being open? Can you?
Yeah, I've been in there.
Yeah. Good man.
Yeah, I can remember most of the village like it used to be before. It's about 4 or 5 of them. Different old residences have been completely demolished.
Yeah.
One was Murley Grange.
Yes, I remember that one.
And another one was Manor Farm.
Yeah.
And another one was Tapley.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And you can remember all of those.
Yeah. Because when Tapley was there, what they call Manor Road now, that was a bit of a back lane then. They used to call it back lane.
Yeah.
It was only a little narrow lane because the whole of Tapley was on that site.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So when you were little, so the wartime you would be what, 10?
Yeah,
thereabouts.
Yeah.
So this would all be your playground.
Yeah, yeah. I went to a village school.
You went, yeah. Who was your teacher?
The head teacher was a Miss Robinson.
Yeah.
It was Miss Robinson and Miss Hawkins.
The very famous Miss Robinson.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Was she well known, was she?
Her name lives on, yes.
Everybody remembers Miss Robinson, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you talk to anybody who'd been to the village school, it was always about Miss Robinson.
Really?
I think there's still a few of the old pupils still going, actually.
Yeah.
We used to have reunions.
Oh, did you?
Well, Peter Hepworth, I think, remembers Miss Robinson, yes.
Yeah, I went to... Peter Hepworth, it was Tony Hepworth, went to Bishop's School.
Uh-huh. Because in the wartime, they had some evacuees as well, didn't they?
Yeah, we had an evacuee ourselves, actually.
Oh, did you?
Where I lived, down at Coombe Way, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my... Yeah, my grandfather was a very well-known man in the village.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Dale, he was quite well-known, he was. He was a local preacher, and he was in the Home Guard.
So your father and your grandfather were all villagers?
Yeah, the whole family.
So,
well, I'll tell a lie, my grandfather and my mother and that, they was a family that came down from London.
Oh, right.
Okay.
They came down from London because of her health, and my mother got married down here, and that's how it all worked out.
Right.
Felix Alessio Dale.
Oh, lovely.
Annie Dale, they lived in Ashton before we moved in there, but we moved in there when my grandfather died, actually.
Because the house was built in, ours was built in 1926, so yours must have been the same.
My father built that one as well. It was built by Phil Coombs.
Yeah. Do you remember Joe Clark? Who was your neighbour?
I know you mean, now. She used to be called Donnelly in the old...
That's right. Ah. That's right. Yes, she did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah, her daughter, she's died, obviously, and her daughter is still still owns the house.
She had two daughters, Janet and Caroline was the one that died,
She died, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Janet is in, lives mainly in London, but she comes down to the house. And I think Joe bought it from you. So she must have been your neighbour all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Donnelly, yes. Yeah.
Yes, I see a lot of changes in the village. On the corner down there, opposite the Bishop John, there was a cafe down there. It's a hairdresser's now. It was called The Dive.
The Dive, that's
the Dive. We found photographs of that.
And, right on the corner there was a coal yard and timber yard. The family called Davies used to own that. That used to be a sawmill and coal yard, that did it. My father used to live down in West Street. That's where his family was.
Okay.
Number 4 West Street.
Yes.
Used to go up the hill, up Radway Hill, past the almshouses, and there was a big playing field in behind there. It's what's called Wallace Grove.
Yes.
And a little bit higher up again, there was Old Manor Farm.
Yeah.
Which was demolished.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Wallace Grove was named after the...
Yeah, Mr. Wallace.
Mr. Wallace.
He was one of the old headmasters of a school.
And he was there during the war. He was there during the First World War, wasn't he? Yes.
It's several interesting things in the village. Up on the high pavement opposite Bishop Avenue goes down, is a raised stone up there. And that's the stone that they used to stand on to get on their horses.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Just down where the shops used to be, which is a public toilet now. Mm. That used to be a forge down there.
Was that Dickie Bird's?
It wasn't Dickie Bird.
Was somebody before him?
It's a family called Seeley used to run that.
I mean, did your family have a car, or did you have to go by bus, or did you go anywhere?
People's not used to it now, but we used to walk mostly.
Walk everywhere, yeah.
We didn't get into cars until more recent years.
Because was Gord's bus running? Or?
Yeah. I remember Gord's bus service very well. They used to run about every half an hour during the day from Bishop Staten into Newton Abbott.
So they do a route, really, from Bishop into
Newton Abbott or Tynemouth. They used to go.
But I was told that if somebody couldn't get their shopping, if they weren't well or something... The bus driver
would
get the shopping in Tynemouth or wherever,
pick
it up and deliver it to their house. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that didn't only happen with shopping. It used to happen on a Saturday night. They used to give the driver a list of their fish and chips they wanted.
Really?
The driver used to go in and get all their fish and chips and bring them back to them.
Oh, really?
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And was this... after the war, just after the war?
Yeah.
How long did that go on for?
We had the Bishop Staten bus service up until about the end of the 1960s, going into the 70s, I would say.
Gosh.
And we still had a service after that, because the Dem General took it over.
Yeah. Do you remember, or was it before your time, I'm not sure of the dates, when the Holden Airfield was working?
It had just about finished being an airfield when I was a youngster.
Yeah.
And I remember going up there and seeing the hangars are still up there and the remains of odds and ends, but I never saw any flying up there before my time.
Just before your time.
I thought so. It's back in the 1920s when that was on the go.
Yeah.
So was that a private aerodrome, was it, or was it the Air Force? Or
No, it's private.
Private.
I think it was owned by Great Western Railway.
Oh.
And I think they connected with the railways as well.
Oh, right.
I don't know who owned it, actually. I know where your hangars are still there when I went up.
When you went up there?
Really?
I used to belong to Great Western Railway Club. I used to like my old steam trains and that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
I've been in the Air Force as well, the National Service. I was one of the last to go before National Service, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can remember when asked to be gas street lighting in the village when they altered from gas to electricity.
Ah, yes.
That's about the earliest I can recall. Must have been the late 30s, you know, but I wasn't born until 36.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the old lamp lighting with the gas lights. The electric ones took over soon after.
That could have happened over a period of time, couldn't it?
Well, I don't know if there's any left in the village now. Up until recent years, there was a few of the old iron frames are still up on the wall that the gas lamps used to sit in. They were all over. There was quite a few of them around, I think.
So the lights, a lot of them were fixed.
Yeah.
So that was before Sheila's...
Children's Theatre.
Sheila would remember Dougie's Discoveries, I'm sure.
Dougie's Discoveries.
Yeah. That's really funny. I've not heard mention of that
at all.
Write that down, Ken.
Yeah, write it down.
It's another thing I could tell you about the village hall, but I think I mentioned it before. If you have a look at the way that's built, it's a complete hut. But on one side, it's built onto the wall of the street.
Yeah.
Have you heard this before?
No.
Go on.
The reason for that is because they ordered it as a unit, an old army hut to put up.
Oh, right.
And when it arrived, there was one side missing. And that's how it is that it was built like it was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You'll find it's a hut on three sides, and it's supported onto the wall of
the stone
street.
Wall. Yeah, I knew about the stone wall, but I didn't know it was because there was a shortage.
A bit missing. There's a shortage of walls. Yeah.
Do you have any photographs or anything of this period or your life in the village?
I haven't got any left now because I did have some of a visiting card and all that, but I gave them to somebody else back along.
Oh. Okay, well, that's a shame. Well, I mean, it might have been.
If you want to see him, it's probably the lady you know. I don't know her surname, Fran.
Oh, yeah. Fran Edwards.
Yeah, Fran. Yeah, she's the one that I gave him to, the photographs I had.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of photographs of Bishop Stainton Carnival floats in the old days and all that sort of thing.
You used to drive your car in the carnival, didn't
you? Yeah, yeah.
Which car would that have been? The MG?
It's an MG TD. 1952, one of the old sports cars.
Yeah, I remember you driving that in the carnival.
And I won a lot of trophies over the years. I've been mad keen on motorsport.
Yeah.
I've done a bit of racing, rallying, trials, all sorts.
So where did you take your car then? All around the country or all around Devon? Or?
Well, I used to take it a bit, not all around the country. I used to go on a lot of events further away, and I belonged to the MG Car Club.
We
used to have a lot of events in different places I used to go to and that.
Yeah.
But the motorsport had been our main hobby in life, I think, really. I was always involved with motor clubs and all sorts.
So were you a mechanic in the RAF?
No, in the RAF I was an armament mechanic in the RAF.
Oh, right.
Used to look after guns.
Yeah.
How long have you been here, Dave?
It'll be the end of March. It'll be around about a couple of years. I lived on my own up until then, but I got to a stage where I was getting worse and worse. I was having a job to drive my car, and I started falling about. They had to keep on coming in to rescue me. And
yeah, don't want to do that.
The social services, they take over and decide whether you're fit to look after yourself or what to do with you.
They decided
I needed to go into care, so I had to sell my bungalow, because the bungalow was mine. It was left to me by my mother.
Oh, did your mother live in the bungalow?
I didn't realise
you were so close to your mother. Yeah,
my mother, and that was pretty well known in the village and the Women's British Legion and that. Hello, I can do better than that, because I used to work here.
Oh, did you?
But I did 7 years here after I had been a mechanic. The last of my jobs, I was gardener handyman here.
Right. So was that with Chris and Marie?
Yeah, I was with Chris and Marie. Yeah, yeah. I was with a couple before then. The planners. I know we knew Brian Planner. Oh, you know Chris and Marie.
I know Chris and Marie, yeah.
Well, you mentioned to me you met me. They used to know me very well.
I will.
I gather they're still in the village.
They are. Yes, they're...
That's one of the jobs I got here, being so in demand, is to keep me eye on everybody else. It isn't really a way I would have wanted to ended my life. I'd sooner have... stayed active a bit longer. If these things happen, you can't do much about it.
You can't, no. So you've got a ground floor room. You need with this, I guess.
I've got an electric wheelchair as well. And I'm allowed to go out any time I want to.
Yeah.
I go out at least once a week now. I go in a wheelchair taxi. I'm going to be Country and Western night in Newton Abbot.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been in the country music for years and years. Yeah. I've been going there for about probably over 30 years in Newton Abbot.
Oh, really?
Oh.
If you know where Ford Hall is, it's on the corner of Brunel Road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Past the railway station, the dual carriageway down the Penn Inn, it went halfway down there on the corner.
Yeah.
There was an old railway signal was there as well. Because it's the old... It is the old Great Western Railway Club, that is it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So you were in that club, you were part of the Great Western Railway Enthusiasts.
Well, that's another thing I was involved with. The Great Western Railway, I used to belong to their club. I used to have a meeting once a month over at King's Kerswell with old cine film or songs videos and all sorts of all the old steam stuff.
Is that still going? Do you know?
Yeah. I know it is because my mate still goes there. It's on every month during the winter.
That happens in King's Kerswell?
Yeah. It's in the church. It's in the church hall, which is...
And did you get into model railways and things like that?
Well, it's full-size stuff they do.
So were you one of the first in the village to get a television? Or
I wouldn't have thought so, no. We had a television for a long time, but yeah. I think they were ready available by the time we got round to it. We used to listen to all the old radio programmes before then, Wilfred Pickles and stuff like that.
What was the first car that you had then? You say you got your first car in 56?
First car I had was an old Ford 10, I think. It was falling to pieces. But
was that another of your cheap purchases, was it?
We ended up, when we come into a bit of money, we ended up having a brand new Minor 1000, and we used a lot.
Morris Minor 1000. I used to have one of those.
Did you?
Yes. Did you have a split windscreen?
No, it was the more modern one.
Oh, the more modern one, I know.
Showing up.
1961, yeah.
Oh, right, wow. You'll
get a cup of tea over here. Yeah. There was another very well-known man in the village. He ended up down here, but he died... Fred Charlin.
I know. We're just too late for Fred and for Gene Knappman.
No, we had a chat to Gene.
Did you?
Because I was sort of concentrating on the shops of Bishop Stainton, and we had a chat with Gene, and she talked. We were going to see her again. That's the...
They was expecting Fred to die, but Gene Knappman was a bit of a surprise.
Certainly was.
I was with them all because I was on the committee for quite a while of the community centre.
You on the committee of the community centre?
I used to have to run some of the events they used to have.
What a shame. Never mind. Yeah, we'll be going in soon, but it'd be great to come back because we'll. So I bet you look back with some nostalgia.
Yes, I've seen a lot of changes in the village and up and around.
Yes.
It was another well-known place that was knocked down with Murley Grange. That was another old...
Well, I used to come here to Murley Grange for discos and things like that. Yeah, that was, in the late 70s, early 80s.
We used to go there when it was a nightclub.
Yes, yeah. Nightclub.
Lindridge as well.
Yeah.
Did you ever go up to Lindridge?
Yeah, I used to deliver papers up to Lindridge, actually. I used to deliver paper when I was a child.
Did you walk up there or cycle up there?
I had a push bike.
So you had a paper round?
You know, you had a paper round around Lindridge and Humber. And
was that for the paper shop on Radway Hill?
Yeah, but you have a paper shop on the corner here. Yeah.
And used to deliver... Because my wife used to go swimming up there because they had a big swimming pool, didn't they? She used to go and swim when she was a teenager. Did you do that?
No, I never went swimming there. I knew they had a pool. Mm.
Yeah. It was a big outdoor pool, wasn't it? Yeah, I can remember going there, I think.
You went there?
Yeah.
You probably met Claire.
Yeah, I remember a time when it got burnt down.
It burnt down, yes.
When I was in the RAF, I was up in Yorkshire for most of the time.
Right. Whereabouts in Yorkshire were you?
It's a place called Topcliff, actually.
Topcliff?
RAF Topcliff. It's near Thirsk. It's in between Thirsk and Ripon. Did me swear bashing at Cardington.
But you didn't do any mechanical engineering with them?
I think I tried to get in on it, but they couldn't always put you into what you wanted. You couldn't sort of choose what line you wanted to be in.
You'd have thought it would have been in their interest. Yeah,
you've got an interest in this or a skill in this.
Yeah.
Let's use it. But
I took advantage of it because they paid for it. I did a course on motor engineering at York Technical College.
Oh, right. So were you a mechanic before you went in the RAF?
I went in the RAF almost after I left school, really.
Oh, right.
So what was that, 14?
16, I think.
Yeah.
I went to Tynemouth Grammar School as well.
Did you?
That's another thing. I used to belong to the old Grammarians I was in. They got a big society.
Yeah, I'm a member of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Believe it or not. I don't look old enough, do I?
Old Grammarians.
Yes.
When I was here, the headmaster was Mr. Silverstone.
Oh, before my time, it was Dr. Thompson when I was there. But it's interesting, when you're talking to people, a lot of people from Bishop did go to the grammar school.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get there? Was that Gord's bus taking you?
Transport?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went by Gord's
bus.
Mm.
I thought you meant how you qualified to get there.
Passed the 11 plus.
Yeah. What they called the 11 plus.
They've still got the 11 plus. How many children went from the village then to the grammar school?
A fair amount of them.
Yeah, it's quite always got a good percentage.
So this would have been. Yeah, this was just after the war.
They had enough to run a school bus anyway.
Yeah. So this was just after the war.
Yeah, you had a school bus. Well, the buses that they had was old army buses. They had.
Oh, were they?
They didn't have any. They didn't have any upholstery in them at all. Some of them had wooden seats to start
off.
Yeah, probably just as well for a group of school children.
Yeah.
They were very old bedrooms.
Were they?
They didn't have any refinements in them at all. Your stock meadow down there, that used to be a narrow lane before they widened it.
Mm. Down to the church.
Yeah, yeah. None of that was built on back in the old days. It was just a... It was a narrow road down to the main road, and it was considered to be a bit marshy on that side.
Because the main road...
It's debatable as to whether he was going to build on it or not. Mm.
The main road was I don't know when it was a hard surface, but the main road used to be along Coombe Valley, didn't it, once upon a time?
Well, when I was a youngster, I think they still call it that now, but they call it Barn.
Yeah.
Mm.
There was a barn there when I was a youngster.
And there was a
on the side of a road, an old
on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Was there? That's interesting.
That's why they called it Cole's Barn.
Yeah. So who was Cole?
Was that part of the Lambles farm? Because they used to, was it Shute Farm they used to
could
own?
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know they used to take their cattle down
the village.
Through the village, didn't they?
You made a note I mentioned to you about that lay-by halfway up in Reading.
Yeah, that's interesting, that.
Yeah, I think somebody knows about that, and I've told about it before now.
Have you? Well,
yeah.
But that so explains why the road gets really wide there.
Yeah. So did you see the plane itself actually bombing?
It was at night, actually.
Oh, it was at night?
No. Middle of the night.
So you were asleep?
Frightened everybody to death.
Yeah, I bet.
So you didn't have any warning, you just heard the explosions?
No.
So did you sleep in your shelter in the house?
Or, you had to.
Every night you did?
You had to, yeah.
How big were they? Did you all sleep under under that, because it was like a big table, wasn't it, with a cage around
it? Well, it was a fair sale, isn't it? Yeah.
So the whole family were under there.
Yeah. They were hard. They were hard times.
Yeah, they must have been.
We didn't suffer so much in our sort of area because you remember being in the country, you could grow things.
Mm.
Everybody used to grow their own stuff and keep chickens and all sorts.
Mm.
Everybody had allotments back in those days as well.
Yeah. Did you go to church? Was that a regular thing?
I was involved with both the churches. I used to go to a Methodist.
Okay.
And I used to go down the other one quite a bit as well with my father and that. There was another little church up in the top of a village, which is not there anymore now. Up
along Radway Street.
Up in Radway Street, called the Baptist Church.
Yes.
Baptist Chapel.
The chapel. You can still see it.
It's a private house now, but it was a Baptist chapel when I was around.
And there's the Catholic Church.
It's a Catholic
at the end of Cockhaven Road.
Yeah, that's been knocked down.
So you went to the Methodist Church and the.
I was primarily involved with a Methodist church. Yeah. I was in the Sunday school and everything. Yeah.
Mm.
But my mother used to play the organ up there quite a lot.
Did she?
She was a music teacher.
Where did she teach?
Can't remember now. She used to do quite a bit down at Tynmouth with a place called St Elmo's.
Oh, yes.
I used to be a bit of a musician. I was never I was never brilliant, but I used to play with piano and accordion.
Did you?
I used to play for him. I used to take him out carol singing.
Christmas. Around the village?
Yeah, I used to go around the village collecting money for the old folks' party and that.
Yeah, that must have been of the period, because my father used to play the piano accordion.
Really?
He played that. So maybe it was at the instruments of the time, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could get quite a good tune out of one of them.
That's quite a skilled instrument, difficult instrument to play, I would think.
There's two types of accordion. There's the piano accordion and there's the old melodeon that they used to play.
Yeah.
And the difference is that a melodeon plays a different note going in than what it does going out.
Right.
But the piano accordion plays the same note all the way. Mm.
The piano accordion has like a keyboard on one end.
Yeah, yeah.
Does the other one have like finger buttons?
The old melodeon had got only buttons.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I presume it's still there, but the old melodeon that me and my old granddad used to play is in the museum. Mm. I don't suppose they've done away with it. But,
I doubt it. No.
If you see an old black melodeon accordion in there, it's the one that I used to play.
Oh, is it?
Remember seeing that.
Look out for that. I'll make a note and look out for that.
You've got a couple of things down in the museum where you sell in our house. You've got our old gramophone down there as well.
Is that a wind-up gramophone?
A cabinet wind-up gramophone.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, haven't we?
Yeah.
In fact, we've enjoyed listening to that, I seem to remember.
That used to be in our family.
Did it? Didn't.
My father used to be in the tin whistle band that they used to have in the village.
Yeah. So you should write down your memories for your family, shouldn't you? Your story.
But otherwise, I'm not very good at writing nowadays. Mm. Not the best about them. My fingers are not what they ought to be. But that's another thing. My father, when he had to pack up being a builder as he broke his leg, he used to work at Baker's Nurseries down here.
That was a nursery, was it? Because I never knew what that was.
When there was a thriving concern, they had big heated greenhouses. The remains of them are still there, actually. That was a big market garden. That was
it.
Because there was one. The Hepworth's nursery.
Mm.
They had big greenhouses, didn't they? Peter Hepworth, they had the huge greenhouses down there. They're still there. Although remains of two of them are still there. Claire's uncle had a market garden down at Flow Lane.
I'm surprised in the village that nobody done anything with them. Baker's yard down there as it is now. It's completely overgrown and falling to pieces. I'd have thought they'd have built on that long ago.
Mm.
Do you know anything about the nuttery? There's Baker's yard, then there's a bungalow coming this way, and then there's a piece of
empty land called the Nuttery.
Quite dull today, isn't it?
I haven't heard about that.
I haven't heard about that. Because that was that belonged to Molly Coombs. And I just wondered what it was or what was the reason for it being there. Well, we'll leave you in peace, but can we come back and talk to you some more?
No, if there's no reason why. Well, tomorrow's not there.
Yeah, well, we'll have a look at what we've got and talk about what we've told
you. You've obviously got a good memory.
You've got a fantastic memory.
As long as you do it around about the same time.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
I've always finished with dinner by just after 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 2 o'clock seems a good time for everybody. So yeah.
Good. Thank you ever so much.
And if you mention it around, you'll know an awful lot of people at least to know me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, people know your name, definitely.
And the rest of my family, because we were quite well known in the village.
Yeah, it is. It's, yes, you must see a lot of changes in the village.